with the inauguration of the district committees in some 10 days, an important exercise will be carried out, and that is vetting of about 1,400 small-scale miners in all the mining districts of Ghana. Allegedly, the total population of all small-scale miners in the country. This will enable us to know in full their details and whereabouts and to monitor their activities. The fight against illegal mining is entering a new phase. With this office in place, there's going to be constant, close, and effective monitoring and reporting of anti-galamsey activities so that the right thing is done all the time. This new phase will demonstrate our resilience and commitment to ensuring that our water bodies, lands and forests, with their biodiversity, are not destroyed. My own personal commitment to banishing the specter of galamsey remains resolute and immutable. I expect the Small Scale Miners Association, from the national to the community level, to help in self-regulation of activities of their miners, and also ensure that no one engages in illegal activities, especially mining in our water bodies. Let me reiterate that small-scale mining is and will continue to be reserved solely for Ghanaians.
The chairman of the Interministerial Committee on Illegal Mining, Professor Frimpong Boateng, spoke on the need for the secretariat.
We are going to set up a very efficient administrative system. There's a desk for all the ministers on the committee. Operation Vanguard will be here. And we hope to have, we'll have a call center that will operate 24/7. We have installed a high-speed internet to enable us connect to the districts. And all the district mining centers will have computer parts. And we expect that every emergency will be reported on time, almost immediately, so that we'll be able to deal with them. And we are going to get weekly reports from the district. And we have also records of all registered miners in Ghana, about 1,400 of them. And we've had meetings with the Small Scale Miners Association. Each one of them is going to get a digital address so we know where they are.
Chairman of the Interministerial Committee on Illegal Mining and also Minister of Environment, Science and Technology, Professor Frimpong Boateng.